Hello, welcome to the Word of Life podcast. I hope you are having a beautiful Friday. Today, Pastor Chris is saying, your words and you. Hallelujah. It's such an awesome, inspiring devotion. Pastor is saying, based on Matthew chapter 12 verse 37, where Jesus said, for by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. As a Christian, you ought to always examine your life, especially with respect to your words, because your words reveal your character. Did you see that? Your words actually reveal your character. If a man's words are harsh, bitter and biting, then that's who he is inside. But if your words are gracious and loving, that's the character of your personality. Your words reveal you. You know, it's so important. It doesn't matter who you are dealing with, what circumstances you are in, the choice of your words, the emotions that are mixed with your words reveal your true character. And Pastor is saying here, that's who you are in the inside. Hallelujah, it's so big. James chapter 3 verse 2 says, for in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Did you see that? That means, according to the scriptures, your perfection is based on your speech. Hallelujah. It says if you can control your tongue, you can control your whole body. Hallelujah. That means, you know, the way you speak, how you choose your words, how you control yourself is so, so important. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 12 verse 35, a good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. Did you see that? Jesus said things. That means your words can actually produce things, whether it's good or bad. And Pastor says there is love, beauty, goodness, and excellence in your spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Did you hear that? There's love, beauty, goodness, and excellence in your spirit. So when you speak, it should be out of that abundance. The presence of the Holy Spirit in your life means you're enabled to let out rivers of blessings from within you, coming forth in words. Hallelujah. You know, that means blessings can flow from out of you, from the inside of you to out to others through your words, by the power of the Holy Spirit. And listen to this, and never forget, your speech is the true measure of your maturity as a Christian. Oh, hallelujah. You know, for me, Pastor is not talking about the Sunday Christian. It's what you do the other days, how you speak inside closed doors. Your speech is the true measure of your maturity as a Christian. This is beyond the, praise the Lord, brother, praise the Lord, sister. It's beyond that. It's how you relate with people, how you relate with the ones who are close to you. the ones who are far from you, what do you say about others also matters. Praise the Lord. It says, Pastor is saying, your speech is the true measure of your maturity as a Christian. Not how many Bible verses you know. Not how long you pray, even though which is so important. But your speech is the true measure of your maturity as a Christian. Hallelujah. And Pastor is encouraging us to read James chapter 3 verse 2 again. This time from the Amplified Classic Translation. And if anyone does not offend in speech, never says the wrong things, hallelujah, he is a full developed character and a perfect man. Bring life, Pastor is saying, bring life, health, healing, hope, strength, and courage to others through your wholesome words. Did you hear that? You can help somebody who is weak today to be strengthened by your words. You can help someone who's sick today to bring healing and health. You can help someone who doesn't have hope to bring hope through your words. Or who's in a dire situation, a predicament. You can bring life through your words by the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Take some time to think about it. And use words. Use words to bless others. You know, that's one of the things that I also learned, that never speak a lot when you are angry. Because the words that might come, especially when you are angry with someone you're not supposed to be angry with, the words that might come out might not be edifying. So it's better to stay quiet. Hallelujah. And let's take this prayer together. You can say this prayer after me. Dear Father, I thank you for your words and the Holy Spirit that renews my mind to speak blessings and faith-filled words. I speak life and wisdom today. I live in divine health. I live in supernatural abundance. And I walk in righteousness. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. You can meditate on further studies, James chapter 3, verses 2 to 6. Also, you can read Proverbs chapter 15, verse 4. It's a very powerful, enlightening scripture. Mark chapter 11, verse 23. Where Jesus was talking about the power of faith-filled words. Hallelujah. If you want to be part of sharing this same gospel, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, these daily devotions to build Christians around the world, if you want to be part of reaching the unreached with this message translated in every languages of the world, nations that are difficult to penetrate, if you want to penetrate those nations, such as Bangladesh, China, India, the Arabic nations, you can be part of this movement to help, to partner, to print these daily devotions in their native language, to reach out to them. You can visit smiles.tniglobal.org. That is smiles.tniglobal.org. You can further get information from the podcast notes.
And if you've listened to this article, but you have not accepted the Lord Jesus into your heart, but you see, when you accept the Lord Jesus today, your life will never be the same. Glory to God. You'll be a brand new man. as Jesus by his Spirit comes to dwell in you. He'll begin to align you according to his word. You'll begin to enjoy this life. Hallelujah. Would you accept what he's done for you today? And say this simple word of prayer with me, meaning every word from the bottom of your heart. Just say, O Lord God, I believe in your Son Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who I believe died for me, who I believe you raised from the dead for me. I accept him today as the Lord of my life from this day forward. I receive eternal life through him and in his name. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. Congratulations if you said that word of prayer. This means that you now belong to the family of God. Let us know so we can send you useful materials that can help you as you grow in the Lord. You can find our email address in any of our podcast notes. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for listening today. Don't forget to comment, like, and share this podcast with your loved ones. Till next time, keep speaking forth faith-filled words to change your world forever. Amen. God bless you.